the theatre as such was in the middle. And do you remember Shanklin Pier at all or not?
I removed it off the wall.
That was the D that he used to park his Rolls Royce in there. And I mean, this picture's from 1930. It's quite an old picture, you can see by the cars.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to work for the cafe on the beach, it was down this side, underneath this side here. The theatre was here. And when the storm came, that thing completely flipped over and it tore all this with it and everything else. And there was not a lot left of it. It sort of went up to about here then, when it was finished. And there was a concrete bit in the middle. Because in the middle, when in the war, they cut a lump out of the pier, like they used to do this in the war. They cut the piers. All the piers around the south, cut a slot in them so nobody could invade on the pier. Thought the German army was going to land on the pier and make their way into Shanklin, you know. So they cut a hole in the pier. Now, troops don't do that. They come on the beach, don't they?
Yep.
But that's what they done. So they cut a great lump out of it. When it came back, it was concrete. It was not until about the early 50s. So they built a whole little bar of concrete, so it joined onto concrete, because I suppose it was a bit difficult to join up a pier somehow. And that's where they had all these sort of the bars and all the entertainment there. It was underneath. That stayed there when it blew down, and they had to dismantle that eventually. The rest of the pier was basically rotten in its way, because when we were working there one year, the pier went one night. We said, I wonder what that was. And what had happened, two of the piles of the pier gone down. So from those days on, the pier had sort of a bit of a slope. And, I mean, they never done anything about it. But, I mean, the trouble was it was never that maintained. This was the problem. So all the bits under the water had been forgotten about.
They wouldn't have thought about looking after things like
that. Well, no. And this was the problem, I think, when these gale force winds come in the 87. There was nothing to keep it there, really. It had gone. So it just, I mean, the winds were terrifically strong, but it just took it away and it put it all on the beach, just along a bit. Where the road goes down to the seafront, down the hill, it was all there on the beach. Everything, tons of it all on the beach. The people were there scavenging. But that was a shame. That was almost a tearful day when that went.
I bet.
You know, it was the end of the life story, basically, there, you know. From that point on, Shanklin Seafront died, because that was the central point of it. That was the central part.
Yeah.
And when that had gone, I mean, now it's just, I mean, you still go down there, but all you've got is just that
D.
It's just a bit that D. That's all they've got. And all the rest just went, you know.